Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman,
strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice. Today,
strange and mysterious forces are at work in the heart of Chinatown in Metropolis
as Barry White and Clark Kent visit the learned scholar, Dr. Chi Wan.
We'll join them at Dr. Wan's apartment in a moment. But right now, here's a word from Dan McCullough.
Say, gang, I hope you're listening carefully to what I'm going to tell you today.
I hope you've practically got your ears glued to the radio, because this is exciting.
Now, here's the dope. You've been collecting the 18 comic buttons in the first series put out by Kellogg's Pep. Well, those comic buttons made such a big hit that now there's a second series.
Yep, now there's a second series.
18 more buttons for you to watch out for and exchange with your pals.
There's Andy Gump and Popeye and the Little King and Superman, of course.
And every single one of these new buttons is gay and brilliant and smart-looking.
The colors are bright blue and red, yellow and black, and the pictures of your favorite funny paper characters are clear-cut and true to life.
Yes, sir, these new Pep comic buttons are really honeys. And just like the first series, they're exclusive prizes from that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. That means that you don't send in a single penny, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere, but you just ask Mom to get you plenty of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And there's your prize in every package. Remember, that's P-E-P, Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
When Clark Kent and Editor Perry White rushed down to the Chinatown apartment of Dr. Chi Wan in response to an urgent summons from the Oriental scholar and art expert, they learned an amazing story concerning 10 pieces of precious jade known as the dragon's teeth. According to a legend, each of the jade teeth is engraved with a symbol representing a rare herb, which, when combined, brings everlasting life. Carl Schroeder, who poses as an art dealer but represents a group of fascists, made several unsuccessful attempts to buy 6 of the jade teeth owned by Dr. Wan. Then, angered by failure, Schroeder gave the Chinese scholar until midnight to sell or suffer violence. Fearful lest Schroeder will kill him to steal the precious teeth, Dr. Wan asked Kent and White to take them away for safekeeping. As we continue now, Perry White is sipping tea in Dr. Wan's apartment while waiting for the Chinese to return with the jade teeth.
Try some of this tea, Kent. It's delicious.
No, thanks. I never drink tea.
You don't know what you're missing.
Maybe.
Nothing like a good cup of tea to...
Kent. What's the matter, Chief?
My throat, Kent. It's tightening up.
Chief, I can't breathe. Kent, that tea, it's quite Scott. It's point. Chief.
Oh, he's out cold. Oh, boy, he's thinking fast. He's as pale as a ghost. I can barely feel his pulse. Can't waste any time looking for one. I've got to get him to a doctor. It may be too late. I'll come back later to settle with whoever poisoned that tea. Here we are.
Now, up with the window. Away!
Red cloak streaming in the night wind, Superman speeds through the darkness with Perry White limp and unconscious in his arms, racing against the grim specter of death. Meanwhile, back in the editorial rooms of the Daily Planet, Lois Lane, star girl reporter, questions Beanie Martin, the planet's copy boy, concerning Clark Kent's whereabouts.
You say he went out with Mr. White about an hour ago, Beanie?
That's right, Miss Lane. They went to Chinatown.
Chinatown? What for?
On a story, I guess. I heard Mr. White say he didn't think there was much in it, but he wanted Mr. Kent to come along anyway.
Look, do you know where in Chinatown they went?
No, I don't.
Oh, think hard, Beanie. Didn't Mr. White say where he was going?
Not to me. He did mention some Chinese name, but I can't remember it.
Beanie, please, try to think of that name.
Gee, I can't remember. Wait a minute.
Chief.
That's it. Dr.
G
something.
Dr.
Chi Wan? Yeah, that's it. How did you know?
Dr. Wan is a well-known Chinese art dealer. They didn't say why they were going, did they?
Not to me, anyway.
Hi,
Beanie. Hi, Jim. Say, did you hear the one about...
For heaven's sake, Beanie, will you save those corny jokes for some other time?
Okay. See you later.
What's cooking, Miss Lane? You seem upset.
I am, Jim. From what Beanie just told me, Clark and the chief are down in Chinatown digging up another story, and I...
Chinatown?
Yes, and I'm going down there to cut myself in on whatever it is.
Well, now, wait a minute. It's almost 11 o'clock. No time of night for a girl to be alone, don't it?
Oh, nonsense. I can take care of myself. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, no, you won't. I'm coming with you. Wait till I grab my hat and coat. What makes you think they're at Dr. Kiwan's place, Miss Lane?
Beanie said he heard the chief mention the name. There it is, driver. Number 44 on the right.
Okay, miss. That'll be
85. I've got it, Miss Lane. You get out.
Okay.
Yeah, driver. Keep the change.
Want me to wait?
Why,
No, thank you. We expect to be quite a while.
Okay.
Well, nowhere to, Miss Lane.
Well, that's Dr. Warren's store, but it's closed.
Yeah, everything seems to be closed around here.
Let's take a look at the store, Jim. He may be in the back.
Okay.
Shut tight.
Hey, wait a minute. There's a card stuck in the glass.
What does it say?
Let's see. The store is closed. Inquire upstairs.
That means he lives above the store. We should have thought of that. Come on.
All right.
This must be the entrance through the hallway.
It's dark. How do we find the stairs?
Just stumble over them, I guess. I haven't any matches.
Well, here they are. Be careful. You go up first, and I'll follow you.
Are you sure the card said upstairs above the store, Jim? Jimmy? Jimmy, where are you?
Here.
Well, why didn't you say so? Got me scared to death.
I thought I heard someone moving around in the hallway. I guess not.
Oh, don't do that again. I talked to you. Please answer.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you.
Okay, come along.
Blaine.
What?
Stop. There is someone down in the hallway.
How do you know?
I can hear someone moving.
Shh.
Hear those boards creak?
No. I don't hear anything.
Well, listen.
Oh, yes, I hear it now. Jim, what do we do?
Maybe it's just some bum moving around. Let's get up the landing.
Golly, I wish it weren't so dark.
He's following us up the stairs. Whoever it is.
Where's the door? There must be a door to Dr. Kwan's apartment.
Please don't move. It's coming, all right.
Jimmy, where are you?
Right here.
Oh.
Stand back against the wall, Miss Lane. Here he comes. He's got a knife.
What? Oh, Jimmy, what happened?
I kicked him in the shin.
Oh,
quick,
Jim.
Find the door and bang on it.
Here it is. Dr. Warren. Dr. Warren.
Who's there?
Miss Lane and Mr. Olson of the Daily Planet. Please open the door.
Come in, Miss Lane.
Come on, Jim. Close the door, Dr. Warren. Hurry. Oh. Hurry, please.
Take it easy, Miss Lane.
May I ask what happened?
We came here to look for Clark Kent and Perry White. And someone with a knife followed us up the steps. If it hadn't been for Jim here, I don't know what would have happened.
Please sit down, both of you. Possibly you can explain something to me.
Yes, but first, has Mr. White been here?
Yes. Both Mr. White and Mr. Kent were seated in this room not 5 minutes ago.
Well, where are they now?
I don't know. Mr. White was seated in the very chair you are in now, Miss Lane. He was drinking tea, as you can readily see. I excused myself for a moment to get something, but when I came back, they were gone. Both of them.
That's strange.
Golly.
Stranger than you think, Miss Lane, since both doors leading from this room were locked.
What about the windows?
That one was open. It looks out on the rear yard, but they couldn't possibly have gone out the window. There's a drop of 30 feet to a stone walk.
What were they doing here in the first place?
That, unfortunately, is something I cannot explain.
It seems there are a lot of unexplained things happening around here, Dr. Warren. Jimmy, I think we'd better go. Will you please lead us safely to a taxi cab, Dr. Warren?
I suggest, Miss Lane, that you do not leave this house.
What?
What do you mean?
I strongly advise that you and Mr. Olson remain here until daylight. Otherwise, you may lose your lives.
For a moment, Lois Lane and Jim Olson are startled at the ominous warning Dr. Chi-Wan has just given them. Then the thought occurs to them that Dr. Wan himself may be responsible for what has happened. We'll know more in a moment when we return for the climax of today's episode. But first, here again is your announcer.
You know, gang, I'll bet you weren't really surprised when I told you a while ago that Kellogg's Pep is putting out a second series of Comic Buttons, because you probably guessed that a second series would be along. But I'll bet you never guessed how swell these new Comic Buttons would be. Take the picture of Lord Plushbottom, for instance, with his high silk hat and his snow-white mustache and monocle. Or Popeye, looking so tough he must have eaten a big can of spinach. Or Superman himself. Yes, sir, these new second series Pep Comic Buttons are real humdingers. done up in bright red and blue and black and yellow on a gleaming white background. Every single one of these 18 new comic buttons is so bright and clear-cut that, well, you'll want to collect them all. So hop to it. Get the first series and the second series. You know, these comic buttons are easy to get. You don't spend in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. Just ask Mom to get you plenty of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And there's your exclusive prize inside the package. That's P-E-P, Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Shaken by their encounter in the dark hallway of Dr. Chi Wong's Chinatown apartment, Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen were about to leave to investigate the strange disappearance of Clark Kent and Perry White when the Chinese scholar stopped them by saying,
"I suggest, Miss Lane, that you do not leave this house."
"Why not?"
"I strongly advise that you both remain here until daylight. Otherwise, you may lose your lives."
"Well, that's ridiculous."
"That's a big idea."
"Merely a precaution."
"A precaution against what?"
"Forces over which I have no control."
"Oh, nonsense, Dr. Wan. Is there a phone in this house?"
"No. The telephone is downstairs in my store."
"Well, that means we can't even call the police."
"Please bear with me, Miss Lane. At some later date, you will have a complete explanation. And now let me apologize for being a miserable host. Will you and Mr. Olsen have a cup of tea?"
"Tea? Why, yes. How about you, Jim?"
"Are we staying here?"
"I suppose so."
"Okay, then. I'll have some, too."
"You see, the tea is still quite hot. Evidence that Mr. White and Mr. Kent left here only a short while ago. Sugar, Miss Lane?"
"Yes, two, please. The same for me."
"Thank you."
"Mr. Olsen?"
"Thanks."
"Tea certainly is pungent."
"Mm, smells good."
"Yes. It is a special blend. I feel quite certain you will enjoy it thoroughly."
"Well, I hope it helps quiet my nerves. Here's looking at you, Jim."
Unaware that at this very moment, Editor Perry White is in a hospital, deathly ill from this same tea, Lois Lane and Jim Olsen are about to drink the potent brew. Can the scholarly Dr. Chi Wan be deliberately making an attempt on their lives? We'll know tomorrow, so don't fail to be with us for another thrilling episode in this exciting mystery of the Dragon's Teeth. Tune in tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station for The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also the copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC publications. Want to hear a scoop? A big scoop of Kellogg news? Well, listen to this. Kellogg's Variety is back. Yes, Kellogg's have scooped six of their most famous cereals into this grand variety carton. One carton containing 10 separate generous-sized packages. So now it's easier for Mom. She just gets Kellogg's Variety, and everybody at the breakfast table can eat his favorite cereal fresh from its own box. Makes breakfast more fun than a picnic. Ask Mom right away to get Kellogg's Variety. It's swell. No fooling. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.